I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of The Moth Podcast. For nearly two decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing's Bad Santa, the Cascadian Dark Ale that brings holiday cheer to your glass. Get on the naughty list with Bad Santa.
Ho, ho. Indeed, The Daily Ticker, brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Warm up with bold flavor and get in the holiday spirit and joy by the fire, maybe even under the mistletoe. Bad Santa in stores near you. We're really excited. We haven't had this guy on since before the season started, Dirt. It's been a minute.
Seems like a kind of guy who would enjoy a good Bad Santa, Cascadian Dark Ale.
Some would say he is a Bad Santa in many ways.
He might be.
He is certainly our Odyssey NFL insider. Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Happy holidays, Mr. Baldinger. I want to ask you, do you consider yourself a good gift giver, or are you somebody that lets your wife or girlfriend or significant other or whoever buy all the other gifts?
I think I'm a good gift giver.
Okay.
If I have time. I mean, sometimes I wait till, you know, Christmas Eve, and I'm the last one in the mall, you know, getting something. I'm not a online shopper.
Yeah,
so I need to actually touch the merchandise, whatever it is. So I think I've been pretty generous over the years when it comes to gifts and kind of creative at the same time.
Okay. Well, can you give me just one example top of your mind that makes you think, like, that was a good gift, that person really enjoyed my effort on that one?
Let's see. Trying to think what would have – I don't know if I have anything at the top of my head that I can actually say on your air here or there.
I'm right there with you on the last second shopping guy walking around the mall like 24 hours before Christmas happens. And it's just looking around like, why didn't I do this 3 weeks
the
ago?
Expiring.
What the hell, man? Why didn't I plan for this?
I remember – hey, I've got a niece.
Okay.
Actually, one of my goddaughters. And she was a gymnast. She was a state champion gymnast in New York. And I'm in New York. I'm like on Fifth Avenue or whatever. And I noticed that Simone Biles, the gymnast, is having a book signing in there. And I'm like, I'm going to go get whatever book she was selling at the time, probably about her Olympic medals or whatever. I got a book signed by Simone Biles for my goddaughter. That made her Christmas.
That's a great gift.
Just time and place. Everything sets up perfectly. That's well done by Baldy right there. You know what wasn't well done was Jalen Hurts throwing four picks last night and turning the ball over five times. I want to ask you about the Chargers side of this and just what they're going through injury wise on the offensive line. But on Philly, are you getting the vibes of 2 years ago where they were 10-1 and then everything crumbled and they got blown out? Like, where does this go from here and what the hell is going on with that offense?
I get exactly those vibes from 2 years ago. I live outside of Philly. I hear all of it. I know a lot of the guys on the team. They say all this. They say if you just played the sound bites from 2 years ago when they started to collapse, I mean, they say the same things every week. Different offense coordinator, a couple of different names. But by and large, it's the same guys, same quarterback, receivers, tight end, a lot of the same offensive linemen. I do get the same vibes from a couple of years ago. They had chances to beat Chicago. You know, they fumbled that away on Black Friday. They had chances last night in order to do it. And, you know, one interception went right through A.J. Brown's hands. He's, you know, everybody sort of has their hands in it. No pun intended. But, yeah, it feels a lot like a couple years ago. Defensively, they played very good last night. But it's hard to overcome, you know, five turnovers last night and two turnovers on the same play. So I haven't actually seen a guy ever throw an interception and lose a fumble on the same play before. That was one of those NFL films follies. that we used to watch when we were young.
This is Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. At Baldy NFL on social media does an exceptional job covering the National Football League, NFL Network as well. What do you make of the Seattle Seahawks? They're in a divisional race right now with the Rams. The Niners are right behind them as well. And I'm very fascinated by them. They obviously take advantage of teams that have very poor offense. Their last Sam Darnold Ram game didn't go according to plan with the four picks. But what do you make of the Seattle Seahawks so far, 10-3 on the season?
Well, they take care of business. I mean, they'll see Indianapolis this week, I think. And who knows who's going to play quarterback. I mean, if you listen to the rumors, Philip Rivers could be going from coaching his high school, you know, son's high school team to playing quarterback this weekend. So they're, you know, just like last week, you know, seeing Kirk Cousins and a team that's just broken. They, you know, I mean, you see Rashid Shaheed go 100 yards, just the way the Jets beat him the week before, doing punt returns for touchdowns. I mean, they're just a mess. So they take care of business against bad teams, which is good. And so they got themselves to 10 wins. But, you know, defensively, I think they can play with anybody. And so that's, I think that regardless of what happens with Sam and big games, and if, you know, he has a similar game like he did against the Rams, like defensively, they're going to be in every game. And so they have that going for them right now. And I think they're very well coached. And I thought that the signing of Shaheed was fantastic because he has an element of speed that just opens up everything else in that offense right now. So it looks like it's a well-constructed team. They're reasonably healthy. I think they're going to be ready for a pretty good playoff run.
Could you see Sam Darnold hoisting a Lombardi?
I could see that happening. I'm a fan of Sam's. You know, you got to play clean football in the playoffs. You know, these turnovers get magnified in big games. And so you can't play scared and you can't play fearful. You have to stay aggressive. You just have to make good, smart decisions. And so that remains to be seen if Sam can do it, you know, in divisional, you know, championship level football. But we never know what somebody can do until they get that opportunity to do it.
Mm. Yeah, every year in the NFL, Baldy, we get a couple of newcomers. And this is a little unfair to Denver because I know they were a playoff team last year. But I don't think anybody took them seriously as they could go on a run. It was like, hey, rookie quarterback, they made the playoffs. That's a great year. Now they're the one seed in the AFC. But you got Denver atop that conference. You got New England tied with them. They've won all those games in a row at 11-2. You got a team like Chicago who's come out of nowhere in year 200, Caleb Williams. Of the newcomers on the block in terms of a contender conversation, I'm curious which one you would buy the most stock in as a team that you would like to go on a run in the playoffs?
I would have to say Denver, just because I know the defense is going to show up, although they haven't been as dominant. If you just look at some of the yards that they're giving up and some of the touchdowns they've given up, I mean, they just shut down the Raiders last week completely. They're not a good team. So, but I feel like defensively they can stay in there with anybody. And when I watch Bo Nix play, he plays the game the right way. Like he makes every single throw. He's fun to watch. He is unbelievably athletic in the things he can do on the move and on the run. And I think he's been highly accurate, you know? And so I feel like he's a guy right now that, you know, you could ride. I mean, they've got a young receiving core, but the coaches have done an excellent job. And defensively, they're going to be in every game. They're going to get a lot of takeaways in some of these games, you know. And so I feel like they're a team that you have to take seriously when you get to the postseason. They have a chance to be the number one seed and get a bye. I'm a big fan of what Denver's doing right now.
Brian Baldinger, our guest here, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Odyssey NFL Insider. Which coach has been the most impressive to you? Which coach has done the best job in your estimation so far this season?
Well, you have to look at what Ben Johnson's doing in Chicago right now, because that has been a moribund franchise. But it's more than just the quarterback playing better. I mean, that whole team has a toughness about them. They lead the league in takeaways. It was a great game against Green Bay in Green Bay. They'll see each other again in a couple of weeks. Ben Johnson's completely turned that franchise around. And, look, Mike Vrabel's done an unbelievable job as well. But they're used to winning up in New England. They know what that looks like. In Chicago, they don't know what that looks like. It's been a long drought. So I feel like Ben Johnson's a guy that when you look at some of the great coaching jobs, just not this year, but of recent years, Ben Johnson, I feel like, has done a fantastic job.
I'm Sarah Turney.
And I'm Courtney Nicole.
We're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, The Final Hours.
Crime has impacted both of our families, teaching us how the last conversations, the missed red flags, can change everything.
On The Final Hours, we examine the moments before a disappearance and the questions that never got answered. A podcast that puts the moments before a disappearance under a microscope.
Listen to and follow The Final Hours, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I did want to ask you, Baldy, about the winner of last night's game. Now, you were an offensive lineman, and watching the Chargers' offensive line, I don't know what thoughts go through your head, but I'm just praying that Herbert's going to find a way to survive the game. I felt like by the end of that one last night, he looked like John McClane at the end of Die Hard. He's bleeding, his hand's broken. It's like, is he even going to make it out of this thing? I'm just curious what you've made of the year that they've had, because it felt like, you know, you get the Slater injury in camp, and it's like, oh, their season's done. And then they find a way to win some games, and then Joe Alt goes down. It's like, all right, their year's done. There's no way they're going to do it. Now here they are, 9 wins with a decent shot at making the playoffs. What do you make of the way that they're surviving, considering how bad their offensive line has been this year?
Yeah, I mean, Mekhi Becton hasn't been anything like they thought he was going to be. He's been in and out of the lineup all year, and even when he's been in there, he hasn't looked anything like he did in Philadelphia the year before. So Mike Devlin's the offensive line coach. You know, he went to high school, like, right down the street from where I live in New Jersey. I've known Mike a long time. He's done a great job. I saw him at the Hall of Fame game when Detroit played the Chargers, back on whatever it was, July 31st this year in Canton. They've done a remarkable job. They lost their top three running backs. But when you watch Kamani Vidal run, like, you're like, how do they get four running backs this good? And to see, you know, Marion Hampton come back. And, like, I mean, it's just a gutty performance last night. The Eagles were all over, all over that offensive line. Trevor Penning is in there. He's not a good player. He's playing right tackle at the end. Pipkins goes out. I mean, they've had 7 different offensive tackles play this year. And to get to 9 wins in this league, that's a remarkable accomplishment, I think, right now.
What do you think is – what's up with Green Bay? Like, I know Green Bay is sitting there in the 2-seed. They're 9-3-1. They're clearly having, from a record standpoint, a great season. But they also have these, like – these weird weeks where their offense just looks broken, and then they'll go out the next week and they'll be able to light up a Detroit on Thanksgiving. What do you make of Green Bay as a contender and just what you've seen from them week to week?
Well, they lost a lot. I mean, they lost Tucker Kraft. He was their leading receiver. I see he still might be their leading receiver, even though he hasn't played in 3 or 4 weeks. They lost Jaden Reed. They got Jaden back. Tucker Kraft's not coming back. You know, I feel like they had to survive a little bit. You know, they've won 4 in a row right now. And defensively, they are a very, very talented team. And they take the ball away. They do a lot of good things. But I felt like Matt LaFleur had to, you know, they had a lot of injuries on the offensive line. They lost Elton Jenkins, their center. They had to replace him. The right guard position was weak. They put a rookie in there right now, Anthony Belton. He's playing really good football. They lost Josh Jacobs for a week and a half, and he's a great running back. So I felt like they had to overcome some things. And now I feel like they're in a good groove. That was a good win against the Bears, a team that leads the league in takeaways. They did a good job of, you know, limiting those things the other day in negative plays. Mm-hmm. And that was a solid, solid win. Went right down to the wire. Keyshawn Nixon had to intercept that ball in the end zone with a couple seconds left to secure the win. I think that was a good win. I think Green Bay is a really well-coached team. I like Matt LaFleur. They did go through a little swoon, you know, a month ago where they lost a couple in a row. They didn't look good. But I feel like they've got their sea legs back, and I think you can count on a pretty good performance from Jordan Love every week right now.
Yeah, he's playing great football right now. We love the positive angle of this and teams that are surprising. I'm curious to ask you, Baldy, who's been the biggest disappointment for you this year in the NFL, whether it's, you know, Cincinnati coming in with expectations, Burrow goes down, probably not in the playoffs, the Raiders and Pete Carroll, you know, is this going to rebuild their culture? And they have just been a disaster. The Commies, who were in the NFC title game last year, which one's been the biggest disappointment for you?
Well, I don't know if Tampa can win the division. They've won it 4 or 5 years in a row, and they just got beat by Carolina, and they didn't look good. And I know they've had injuries, but everybody has injuries. The quarterback has been there all the entire way. They're not playing good defensively at all. And it started about a month ago when they got beat badly by New England. They just keep giving up these explosive plays. They don't look like a good defense. And I don't know. They're hanging on. Carolina has they got a decent shot of winning that division. I think Tampa is the one team that looks most disappointing to me. You could say it about Atlanta, too. Atlanta's been a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a team that has a lot of talent. Now, Drake London hasn't played, you know, and they lost the quarterback. I get that. But, you know, defensively, they drafted all defense last year in the draft. And I think those players are pretty good. James Pierce, Jalen Walker, some of those guys. But that has been a great, great disappointment. I know Arthur Blank feels that way right now. I'm not sure what's going to happen to Raheem Morris after this season.
We'll get you out of here with this one, Baldy, because we do appreciate your time. Do you have any Christmas traditions, or is football season kind of railroad any of that?
Yeah, it's railroaded all of it. Yeah. They never used to play games on Christmas. Now, you know, Netflix has these games on, and I'm an analyst. I'm expected to know what happened. Yeah. So the idea that you could just, you know, get into some really good rum, you know, on Christmas afternoon after the gifts are, and just have a blowout party. Like, I can't do that anymore.
Well,
so I'm a little upset about that myself.
I know you're a football guy, but you got to admit, like, based on that, you're kind of pissed that they're trying to take the Christmas Day NBA stuff away, because you used to get that day off and just get drunk.
Well, I mean, I used to go see, just take the Long Island Railroad into Madison Square Garden to go see the Knicks get beat on Christmas when I was a kid. So, you know, I'm a little ticked off about that, too.
Damn NFL, man. Got to take over the whole world.
Hands on everything.
Brian Baldinger, a great gift giver and a man that enjoys rum and seeing the Knicks no longer getting that joy in his life, but he's a joy to have on the program. Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, our Odyssey NFL Insider. Thanks so much, Baldy. It was great to catch up with you. Happy holidays, and we'll talk with maybe a few weeks or so.
Likewise, guys. Right back at you, man. Happy holidays.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.